Hello, namaste. Welcoming all to the 118th Guru Bodha session. I cordially welcome all the students to this session, and on behalf of us, all of our students, I cordially welcome Dr. Guraja sir to this session. Good evening and namaste, sir.
Good evening and namaste to everyone.
I also cordially welcome Dr. Raghuram sir to this session as well. Good evening and namaste, sir.
Good evening and namaste, Hebbar sir. Good evening and namaste to Guraja sir and our Easy Ayurveda family.
This session is brought to you by easyayurveda.com. I dedicate this and all of my works at the holy feet of Dr. H. Chandrasekhar Rupa. Dr. Guraja sir runs Development Care Ayurveda Center in Shumaga, and he is also a professor. To consult him or to get his guidance, please visit easyayurveda.com/gururaja. So these are a few cases treated by Guraja sir. And Dr. Raghuram sir is Chief Content Officer at easyayurveda.com. To consult him, please visit easyayurveda.com/raghuram. Of course, he has written these books and many, many more. So before we get into the topics, Guraja sir just today was courteous enough to share an interesting case of vitiligo and also a diabetic foot non-healing ulcer, which he has treated successfully. So he has been courteous enough to share all the treatment lines of vitiligo, etc., previously. But still, just to rewind that quickly and to get his guidance, Guraja, good evening, and can you please explain this interesting case?
I think the same case I have posted 2 months back. When the so now I came to say the completion of 5 months of treatment. So this is the total outcome. But this child is having a lot of patches of lymphedema all over the body. But extensively he has tried everywhere, but the lesions were not getting a repigmentations. But once we started with our combination, it started to reappear. I mean, repigmentation started many places. But only thing is that still he is getting one or the other places a new lesions and new spots of hyperpigmentation is appearing, whereas the previous ones are getting repigmentations. That is the only dilemma still it's going on with this child. But otherwise, it's good. And in this also the same my typical combination which I have developed over many days, that combination of Vitilocare capsule and Vitilocare nano cream externally and Aarogyavardhini Vati and Swayambhu Gulu basically, and all these are from the Pentacare Ayur Pharma, with the typical body weight based on the body weight and so many factors decide the dosages. In this case, I have given Vitilocare capsule 111 three times a day after food. Vitilocare nano cream local application and exposure to sun for 15 to 20 minutes. Then Aarogyavardhini Vati 101. Then Swayambhu Gulu 111 after food. Aarogyavardhini 101.
Yes,
Okay, so this is the combination of medication, and of course, a strict diet planning. In that, we avoided all the oily stuffs, bakery products, and the chats, and all those things. And usually, the children will get addicted, and when they get inclination towards various foods and such beverages, they could see as advertisement in the TVs and many other platforms. So, I made them to avoid all these things. And of course, the child is doing wonderfully, and even he has not developed any issues with even the medication also. Even after 5 months, continuously is taking. Even his body weight is not reduced; he's maintaining. Appetite is good. Everything is fine. And of course, on the face, he has very clearly repigmentation has taken place very neatly. But in other places, it is still there. And of course, on the limbs side, now from the last month comparison to this time, all the lesions started showing the repigmentation spots. That is one plus point. But unfortunately, still there is new patches are appearing. So let's see, hope for the best, what can be done with this child and how things will help for him.
Thank you, sir. And like, how do you decide the dose? Because here the dose for the pediatric age group patients and the adults, here it almost looks as if it's a, you know, quite similar to what we usually see in adult dose.
Initially, when a case of a child comes with these things, I usually start with a low dosage. But within 1 month of time, I could understand the lesions are a little early signs of recovery should be seen. If it is not there, then slowly I increase the dosage. When particular dosage is reached, then the responses starts in. So from this, what we could understand is, the Rogabala is comparatively big in case of certain cases, even though child is a smaller one and even body weight is lesser, but still there is typically the Rogabala is more. So in order to match the Rogabala, we need to increase the dosage also. Of course, we are keeping in mind all the kidney functions and even the renal functions as well as liver functions, everything we are kept in mind, and accordingly we will design. We don't even cross the official dosage what we have fixed with these drugs, even in case if it is not responding. So when the child starts responding, then we will keep up that dosage. And this is what the official dosage right now he is taking.
Thank you, sir. And regarding the duration of the treatment, would you, like, already 5 months are over and the child has been taking medicines, would you consider, I mean, in such cases, may not be in this particular case, would you consider giving them a break, maybe like a 2 to 4 weeks break in between when the long-term treatment is going on?
Usually, I continuously give the medication for first 100 to 120 days in all the cases. This is one protocol which I have developed and which is yielding very positively for every cases. So I made it as a mandate now. So whenever a patient of a new case comes, I'll explain to them these are the issues with this disease and you need to cope with that. And I will be giving you medication for 120 days, roughly 4 months. And within that period, your spots should start changes and centrally there is a pigmentation or a follicular repigmentation occurs, something like that, then definitely I will say that if that occurs within the first 4 months, then I will continue the treatment till it recovers to. Then cannot continuously pour in and waste his time and my time and as well as the medicine and even unnecessarily exposing the body for unnecessary things which is not giving any result. So I will stop that. So usually that is my protocol in these cases. And of course, in most of the cases, till now only one case I have said it is not possible for me because it's continuously increasing even of the medication. So I stopped there, the medication, a child of 14 years girl. But otherwise, in most of the cases, within first 120 days, usually there will be a recovery of dots and all those things will appear. And of course, and I'll continue to, even continuously I'll give it. Even in one cases, I think recently also I posted one case wherein there was a leukodoma on the knee joint was there. The patient responded, started responding after the 6th month. Till the 4th month, there was no response. Then I suggested to the parents that I don't want to give because it is not showing in response. But the parents were of the opinion that, sir, you can continue for another 2 months. Let's see what happens. Then I said, okay, if you are interested, then I can continue. But by the time, God's grace or whatever it is, suddenly the child started showing improvement. And thereafter, I continued till 13th month. So by 13th month, the entire lesion was totally covered and there's no spots of any lipoderma there, vitiligo. So that also happens. Even after that, I checked his liver functions as well as kidney functions. There's nothing abnormality detected. Everything was functioning normally. So there will be no scope for any untoward incidents because of the medication. So such things are not found.
Thank you, sir. And because the even the eyelid is also involved, that vitiligo nano cream would not cause any irritation to the eyes if it's applied.
Usually on eyelids, I ask them to take care while applying. Otherwise, in any part of the body, if you are applying, I expect that there should be some irritation. There should be some red and green. It should start showing some sort of pinkish color. The lesions turn to, so typically what Ayurveda said, Shweta Varna will typically turn towards Kilasa or the Aravinda Varna, something like the petal of a lotus. So such a discoloration is easily appears. And if it is happening, then it is the right kind of stimulation what we require. If such stimulation is there, then it's always there is a possibility that the repigmentation occurs. So I will suggest to my patient that usually this will happen, and even sometimes some micro ulcerations may also happen because of that. In that case, you have to dilute the ointment with the coconut oil, or you have to apply the ointment for a shorter duration, then wash it off. All these instructions I will give usually.
And so, and there is a question on like dosha dhatu analysis of Shudra or in these vitiligo cases that you get. And also I'm interested to know like why Aragyavardhini Vati is chosen, sir, please.
See, very clearly Kvitra is considered as one of the Rakta Pradoshita Vikara, and Rakta Pradoshita Vikara is Rakta Doshya Rakta Vasroto Moola is Yakrit and Pliha. And very clearly Acharya said, if a moola is treated properly, then the shrotas becomes clear, and as also the connected tissues as well as the places where it supplies, they also get a proper nutrition and will be devoid of any dosha. So that's the reason, you know, when Shvitra has been Shvitra or Kilasa or all these things is accepted as one of the Rakta Pradosha Vikara, our interest will be to improve the liver functions or improve the quality of liver or improve the, you know, blood which is formed from the liver or from the filtration takes place mechanism at the endothelial reticular system in spleen and liver. So somewhere these activities are connected to the rakta, and particularly argyavardhini is contains copper, and copper is one of the important metallic preparation which simulates the formation of coloring of Rajapitta. And moreover, it is said that Pachakapitta, if it is stimulated and maintained properly, it maintains the other pittas. So Rajakapitta is the one which is deficient here in this case. So if we improve Pachakapitta, definitely it in turn improves the Rajakapitta. And of course, also some cases in not this case, in certain cases sometimes I may not get the proper feedback or the early symptoms, then even I have a habit of adding Bhrungaraja to that. So Bhrungaraja Ganavati is also added. So in such conditions, that is also an important thing that which improves the Rajakapitta. So these are the methods of we need to adopt in case of developing a coloring, particularly to have a good color. Manjistra is also one of the important. The finishing touch will be given by using Manjistra and Yastimadhu.
Thank you very much, sir. Good evening, and Raghunam, sir, your opinion on this case.
Yeah, thank you, Hebbar, sir. Thank you, Guru Raja, sir, for sharing yet another wonderful case with us with very good results. That two pediatric cases are a big challenge. So my question to Guru Raja, sir, is what challenges have you faced, sir, in treating the pediatric cases of the kinds of Shvitra or Kilasa? And because children are not like that convincing to take the medicines? And because you said it is a 100 to 120 days protocol, so that is a big like time period, so where the patients of the caretakers also, including the parents, may give up. Question to Guruji sir is, would you be looking at the patient, maybe the kid, every month once and taking the follow-up, number one? So how would you convince, what are the challenges with, of course we cannot, it's only the indirect treatment here, the parents are the bridge and the parents have to carry on the treatment as advised by the doctor, very, very religiously, very promptly, without missing even a single dose. So because those 100 and 120 days, what you mentioned, becomes the deciding line whether to continue the treatment or not, as you said. So would you see monthly or fortnightly follow-up to analyze the symptoms, or would you prefer to see at the end of 2 months and 4 months once? So to just record what are the developments before treatment, while the treatment is ongoing. And would you also change the medicines, like flexibly as and when needed? So like within 120 days, if there are four sittings of the patient, would you flexibly change, add or delete some medicines from the protocol if need be? Or as a part of a research, you have a customized group of medicines, as you said, you have developed your own protocol of treatment, which is giving wonderful results. You would like to adhere to that and see that whether it yields the results or not. Guruji sir.
Can I have the first question there? Because there is some connectivity issue, I could not hear.
The first question is how to convince a child for treatment and also for diet restrictions. Do you
child and also caretakers, like the parents? So who are the bridge? So who are also the mirror to look at the results? So because they have to carry on the treatment very religiously and very strictly, without missing a single dose, because those 100 and 120 days are important for the child, for the parents, and as a doctor, you also, sir, to decide whether how to take this treatment ahead after that particular schedule.
The simple and important thing is this is, till now, whatever the cases I have received, most of them are either directed or referred from the various doctors across Karnataka, different places, even from Shimoga, different places, they are referred to me. The simple reason. Is doctor, they have tried their treatments, and some people, because it's a very, you know, so social stigma, this discoloration, disfigurement in India, and that too, if it is a female child. Hello, Michael. And I understand them, their beauty. The reason is, when they come with this type of load already on their head, I convince them with very little words and simple words that this is the requirement from my side. I need you to take the treatment for at least 100 to 120 days without gap. And I will call you for a periodical evaluation every month. And I will give you with a calculated dose, and that dose has to be completed in that particular period. So like that, I will give everything, I will guide them in every manner and ask them to come for the feedback and the follow-up cases. 90% and above cases, they will have a clear-cut feedback and they will regularly visit without missing anything. Of course, maybe sometimes a 5 days delay or 4 days delay or 10 days delay because there was some medicine, sometimes some medicines were skipped due to some other conditions, sometimes they went outside for something like it. There will be some number of reasons why they are coming late by 5 days, 10 days like that. But still, usually they'll come on a particular day and they'll take the things. And every time when the medicines are given, starting a treatment also, I'll take the photograph of the patient with the consent. And definitely followed by every time, I'll go for the same angle photography with the same type of with flash and without flash, in order to have the similarity when you look at the photographs, you should be able to easily identify that they are taken the same angle and same area. So usually I make this point while taking the photographs of this. Then once I go on comparing this, usually in this mostly cases second month itself, the borders will become very clearly visible and demarcated. Previously it was hazy, and there will be some other hair spots started appearing. Fine follicular hair spots wherever it is there, that is started coming out in the first month itself. So like that, there will be some responses. So based on earlier response, change any of my patients, I need to say I respond the same thing which is showing the result. In the first 2 months, if result is not up to the mark or not as expected, then slightly I try to increase the dose by asking whether you have any problem with like saying a burning sensation in urine, burning sensation in eyes, or something like that in the stools, or anything in the stomach. So when many a times they say, no, nothing, I'm fine. But some cases they say, yes sir, I got itching in my whole body, I got a burning sensation. In the, those informations, I will match it up. And if there is no problem at all, then I will slightly increase the doses of the same medications. And occasionally, I said, sometimes if it is required, then I'll add Bhrungaraja Ganavati. And sometimes if it is required, I add Madhusnohi Rasayana or Keratol E tablet. Or sometimes I'll make it 2 ointments, something like that. Such combinations are usually done. But what the basic combination which I have made, which is all in the form of tablet and capsule, that will be easy for the child also to consume. I have made very clearly, because not any kashayams or aristas, ashrams, and all those things are not included. The thing is, the taste becomes a very unpalatable, and that becomes an issue to continue the treatment. So that is the reason I avoid those things, and I made this combination which contains even the amai majors. It contains the even bakuchi, even all chi, even all there are so many things are there in that combinations. Based on that only we have developed those capsule and ointment. So when even the Swayambhu Gulu, we made a very small charge of Swayambhu Gulu, which is sufficient enough to give the result. And even the Arogyodhini, we made in the form of a nanoparticle. That's why it's enough. 2 tablets is more than enough for 1 day requirement of any person. So like that, we made a combinations. Accordingly, we go by that. So usually in this earlier combination, what we give as a base combination, we call it as. In this base combination itself, typically we get a results. And keratoli and such type of things. Or even with care, there is one another company, one capsule is there from Nisarga Herbals. So I use those combinations in it. Typically for the purpose of changing the dosage, and even the when body gets somewhat vokasamya many times to disturb the vokasamya, which is that we make, that usually I do it. And usually the children also, they take it because they also, without telling the expressing their pain, they usually they can understand the problem of these diseases. So that's the reason they usually consume whatever the things we are given. And in most of the cases, people consume it. More than 90% of the cases which I usually take, they'll come back for a clear follow-up. For many months, they usually come. So every time when they come, I'll take the photographs with a date, it'll be there with me in my camera. So that's the reason I usually make up the things clearly, that it is 2 months, after 2 months, how it was, after 5 months, how it was, so after 10 months, like that. There is another one case which is just one spot with a thing on the eye, above the eyelid, just below the eyebrow, in a young girl. But it took almost 11 months. I'll post it later. I have not yet posted. That is another case. So like this, there will be combinations we make, which is based on the multiple factors. But the base combination will be uniform for every cases. It may be young or adult or an old. But my observation in this entire treatment protocols of these various cases of leukoderma or vitiligo, it's very clear that younger generation up to the middle age, they respond very fast. But it comes to the older generation, above 50, the response is comparatively slow. But even then, I go with the protocol of that within first 120 days, I need some response from your body that the drug is working. If that is there, then only I'll continue. So this is what I made my protocol for treating these conditions.
Thank you, sir. Raghuram, sir, please.
Thank you, Guruji sir, for so much of clarification of how you would be handling these cases in pediatrics and how you would convince the parents, what is the protocol, so what is the uniform strategy that you are following, that the formulations you have kept constant, and be it pediatrics or the elders, you are giving such wonderful results in these skin conditions, leukoderma, and these cases, especially the Swetra, the Kilasas. So one more a point I just wanted to add before asking yet another question to Guruji sir. Guruji sir rightly pointed out that it is a Rakta Pradoshija Vikara, and Raktavaha Srotas, the Yakrut and the Pliha, and also the entire circulatory apparatus need to be addressed, and that is why some formulations fit in exactly there. And that is also the reason why this Kilasa, Swetra, and Varuna and other conditions are not explained amongst the types of Kushta, that is Ashtadasha Kushta. So, but though they come in the Kushta Prakarana itself, they are explained in the Kushta chapter itself, but they don't come under the Mahakushtas, that is the seven Mahakushtas and the 11 Kshudra Kushtas. The Swetra or Kilasa are not, or Varuna are not included in this particular category. One thing we need to see is that they're explained in the same chapter of Kushta. So this also gives us a clue that the same Samprapti Ghatakas which are causing the Kushta will be causing the Kilasa and Swetra also. But the methodology of approach, the angle of approach should be totally different, because there is discoloration and disfiguration, and also here the cosmetic importance is more, though it is this it is also there in the other types of Kushta, it is more in these conditions. So clarification regarding why these things have been like separately explained is not so it's only the logical thinking. So maybe they don't fit into either the Kshudra Kushtas or Mahakushtas, and they have been taken, or Acharyas would have been considered this as sequelae or the complications of the Kushta, and this Kilasa and also the Swetra, they also come into the as complications of an injury, of a burn, and lot more conditions. That is why probably they have categorized in those things in a different way. So having said that, again, it becomes a Tridoshaja here. So with the predominance of the Rakta Dhatu, and also we have a textual reference where the three dhatus are involved, Rakta, Mamsa, and Medha. In all these conditions, Vata, Pitta, Kapha are involved, of course. Tvak, Rakta, Mamsa, Ambu have been mentioned in Kushta. So in Kilasa, Swetra and Varuna types of these skin disorders, Rakta, Mamsa and Medha Dhatu along with the Tridoshaja are involved. Kushta Ika Sambhavam, clearly Vagbhata mentions, so this is the reference from Madhava Nidana quoted by Master Vagbhata. Kushta Ika Sambhavam, Swetram, Kilasam, Varunam Bhavet. Kushta Ika Sambhavam, so their causative factors and how they appear and how they manifest, the pathogenesis, everything is similar to Kushta, he tells. Kushta Eka Sambhavam. So they appear in the same way as Kushtas appear. So, but here, the Vata Pitta Kapha, the Tridoshas, and Rakta, Mamsa, and Medha, so have been specifically indicated as causing here. There is Vataja Kilasa, Pittaja Kilasa, and Kaphaja Kilasa also, which has been mentioned. So Vataja Kilasa is dry in nature, as per Vata, and has Aruna Varana. So that like a crimson or rising sun color, we can call it as. So Pitta or Paitika Kilasa has Kamalapatra Sadrusha. So it is like a lotus leaf. So that particular, or the flower color. So that is having Tamravarna. So it has been mentioned, and Daha Yukta. So there will be burning sensation, and also the hairs and hair follicles of the skin will be destroyed because of the pitta inflammatory activity. In kapha, predominant condition, it will be whitish in color, like dark white in color, and also it will be associated with itching. Apart from that, Aruna, Tamra, and Shweta. Aruna, Tamra, Shweta. These are the three types of kilasas which have been mentioned. In Aruna Kushta, Rakta will be the predominant dhatu which will be involved. In Tamra, it will be Mamsa, and in Shweta, it will be Medodhatu, which will be involved in the causation of the disease. So this is a brief description we have from Madhava Nidana as quoted by Vagbhata. So you can, so interested participants can go through Madhava Nidana. So easier with a, we also have a Madhava Nidana well compiled, and so much of precise description in short has been given. You can go through that to get a magnified explanation of that. So having given this small addition to what is under the discussion of this wonderful topic, to Guraja sir over again, sir, in the follow-up, it is like the human nature to be very casual when the things are gone. So like when you give very good results and the skin has become like very much clear, no particular spot at all, like you have given very good results, be it a pediatric in this particular case we are discussing, or an adult, it the servicing is over. Servicing and maintenance. So after servicing is good, generally we skip on the maintenance. I always keep telling servicing and maintenance are two sides of the two coin, same coin. The people skip out on being very serious once the problem is gone. They become very, very casual. Just like we remember that we have a teeth when there is a toothache. Otherwise, we don't even know. Many of us in semi-conscious condition, we brush our teeth. So that is the human nature. So here, what are your directions to the patient here in the follow-up to be very serious about, because Kushta, if not specifically Kilasa or Shvitra we are speaking, generally Kushta has a recurrence pattern, like it leaves its footprints in the body and it keeps coming. So that is why the Punaha Punaha Shodhana, so whether the Vamana or Virechana, so whatever it is there, Acharyas have said periodically they should be done in a methodical way. So because the disease has a bad strategy of recurring and relapsing again and again and troubling the person. So what are your key instructions to the patient at discharge? So when you tell, okay, your skin is very much clear, so what are your instructions for the patient in the maintenance to be, to keep in touch with the follow-up, and also to be very, very serious about their skin from there onwards, the skin health especially, and also the rasa part, so which is again having a link with rasa and rakta with the skin, mamsa, this medha, etc. we have already discussed. So mainly the nutrition part what I'm speaking, and do you advise any rasayana to be kept on a constant intake basis, and what will be the next follow-up of the patient after 4 months once the skin patches or the skin discoloration is clear, sir?
See, so usually within 4 months no patients will have a clear-cut change or completely vanishing of the condition. Very rarely it happens. In my cases, I have seen only in two cases, in case of HI, which is on the forearm, there is only one spot, a segmental vitiligo, which cleared within the 2 months, totally cleared. So such type of things are very rare. Generally, it takes its time to clear. So that's the reason I give 4 months, or I take an ample time of 4 months. And after that 4 months, it, when it starts showing the result, I'll continue till it completes. So some people may get it in 8 months, 10 months, 12 months, 13 months, like that, they'll go. Once the condition is satisfied and clear, the main instruction what I give is that now onwards I'll be reducing the dosage of medicines and we'll watch it out. So once we start reducing the dosage of medicines, still they should not reappear. That is one criteria. Second thing, when we totally stop those medicines, then also it should not come out as a reappear, it should not occur. That is one another criteria. And meanwhile, for the food instructions, what the patya which I started them the long back, I asked them to continue the same patya for at least for next 1 to 2 years. Don't change it. Because if I say it should be continued for the entire years together, then many a times the patient will not be in a position to continue that because of various other reasons. So we cannot simply say that you have to take it for a lifetime. No, it is not so. At least you should ask them to continue for next 6 months to 1 year, something like that, or 1 to 2 years like that. So once that is happened, then we will follow up the things and we'll see what happens. As a part of rasayana, usually in some cases I give my charmamrita powder and make such a paniya kalpana like that and ask them to continue in a low dosage. Otherwise, I'll give it to some patients, usually with Madhusmay Rasayana, particularly in the case of skin conditions, as a Rasayana. Otherwise, then if it is in a, because Shvitra is comes under the modern point of view, if you look at it, it's an autoimmune character is there. So these autoimmune disorders, if it is there, then definitely Madhusmay Rasayana, such type of combinations are useful. Then if such autoimmune characters are there, then we cannot say that it won't come back again, because once you are giving a medicine, it will be no chance of coming back. We cannot give such assurances. There is a possibility of reoccurrence in at any time of their life, so that we need to tell that very clearly to the patient. Once we convince them, seeing telling that this is the thing, this is the truth, this may happen, this may come, but we don't know when it may come back. You need to be very cautious about your diet. Try to maintain these things. As such, broad layout I usually I give to them, and later they'll follow it as usually. But of course, 100% following will not be done by any patient. There will be some deviations, but generally, most of them they'll keep up. Those who want to have a good result and continue the result, they'll keep it up.
Thank you, sir. Just going to the comment section. So another case that was shared by
before going to this case, there is a one question in the chat box. I think I would like to answer for that.
Yes, sir, please. Sorry, sir, I missed listening to you. I mean, there was connection this one. Regarding which this one, sir? Yeah.
Aarogya Vardhini has a mercury and copper in it. How safe it for the kid?
Yes, sir, please.
That part I would like to answer.
Yes, sir, please.
Definitely, Aarogya Vardhini contains mercury, copper and in it. And it is safe. And it is safe for everybody. Provided you take it in a right dosage, in a right sense. And of course, with proper anupanas. And it is purified as per the Shastra, prepared as per the Shastra, then definitely that Aarogya Vardhani will contain the nanoparticle. Of that. Deposited and causing the issues. See, because why I suggested that I will go by the KFT and LFT later on, the simple reason is, this is the one big lacuna or the one big question they pose. Oh, see, these are the poisonous materials. How could you take these things? How could you give to the patient and all those things? But they don't know that how that the process of Astadasha Samskara has been done, or how this entire purificatory process has been done, how it is manufactured, and what is the ultimate Siddha Lakshanas in that. People are not knowing about this simply. Just because it is a poisonous thing, they'll bombard with the warnings. For example, same you can have one thing called isomerism, wherein the same number of molecules and same type of atoms are there, but they are differently arranged, it become different molecules and they don't cause any problem. So and they behave in a different manner. Similarly, here also, it is a poisonous material, but it is subjected for various purificatory procedures, and it has been evaluated for its microness, its size, particle size, and when it is consumed, which is used by the, we give it to patient, we usually observe these two things, because everybody is concerned about the kidney function and liver function, and why I do for these two things is, I want to establish that, see, even after 4 months or 8 months of treatment with these medications, your kidney and your liver is safe and doing wonderfully normal functioning. There is nothing wrong in that. In order to prove that, I suggest that, to go for a such thing. Otherwise, it's always, it is said there's poisons in Ayurveda, poisons in so-and-so. That is what usually the articles we get in the papers. So in order to show that, this is not the truth. Truth is something which beyond your understanding. So that's the reason I say I wanted there is a risk which is not given. Similarly, for each and every drug, there is a dosage, there is a criteria of giving, indication so that if everything matches for a particular duration, particular from particular company which are predicting, keeping themselves adhere to the strict regimen now producing, because manufacturing is a big issue now. So when these things are very strictly handled and from batch to batch reliable things they are maintained, such type of companies should be taken, because definitely those companies which are in the market for a longer duration, definitely they try to maintain because they'll have a lot of data provided. So we as a company in Pentacare, what we have observed is there is a lot of R&D activities being done which clearly suggests that whatever Acharya has, it holds good 100%. So very clearly Acharya has clearly mentioned it has been done in this fashion and we are meticulously doing it without any deviation. So that is the reason if any company performs that, you just rely on that, you can use those medicines. So in this fashion, I conclude my remarks on that particular case. Over to you, Heba.
Thank you, sir. Another one, sir, please.
Continuing with this topic for a couple of questions to Guruji, sir. So well explained about Ashtadasha Parada Samskara, sir. So because people should know, as you said, it's really horrible to read remarks and also the articles and statements made by some people who don't know anything about Ayurveda regarding the purifications of these medicines, how Ayurveda has given so much of importance to each and every fraction of the medicinal purification and also its preparation, how it should be customized so as to suit to the body needs of the people. So that's really wonderful there. Coming to this particular case like Kushta or Shvitra, so Ayurveda has strongly recommended, so we have discussed this many times, so because this is the context I'm asking this question, sir, but we have discussed many times about this in Easy Ayurveda, like Guru Bodha and Gurukula platforms, like how do Guruji sir look at Shodhana, because Shodhana has been strongly recommended in the context of Kushta, so to prevent its recurrence, and also Rasayanas in the follow-up, and also in between the disease modifying medications. So this is a protocol given in the Kushta Prakarana by Charaka or Vagbhata or Sushruta, whoever. Each of the Acharya have their own strategy. You are also being the Acharya and also being an expert in treating the skin diseases as what we are discussing with so many cases presented by you. How do you look at Shodhana? So because very recently I remember we discussing that if our medicinal protocol or the blueprint of our prescription, if it matches similar action of Shodhana and it is also giving good results, we need not be much worried as long as the medicines, the combinations we are giving have the disease modifying effect. So, but Shodhana in Ayurveda has been explained with the different contexts like Apunarbhava Chikitsa and other things like to prevent the recurrences and also to enhance the immunity. Of course, we can do that with Rasayana. Even in the Rasayana Prakarana, they have said that post Shodhana only the Rasayanas will be very suitable. So we can also discuss and tell that the medicines which are prescribed in these conditions also have the micro cleansing effect. So they regularly keep on cleansing the dhatus and also fortifying the system, boosting the immunity, and followed by rasayanas can give a very good impact. What is your take on Shodhana in your clinical practice? So are you very choosy and selective as per the case, so as and when required, or what's your recommendation, sir?
Usually in my all cases, the protocol is very clear. Patient usually comes in such a mindset that I'll come here and a doctor will give me some medications, I'll take those medicines and go home. If I explain them the Shodhana and all those prakriyas, then definitely they'll be in a dual thought whether to go ahead with the Shodhana or whether to not to take the medicine. Many a times it so happens that Shodhana requires a little bit extra finance to the patient. All patients may not be very fine with the, their finance conditions to take up these things. And moreover, the common people mindset in that Panchakarma or any Shodhana Prakriya is that it is equivalent to some type of procedures or surgery. They feel that once we are subjected to this, we will be fine forever when we come out of this. So it is very difficult for them to convince later on if we, without explaining these things and what may be the outcome of this process. So when we explain certain things, many a times what we say is, sir, you do one thing, I don't have money now. You prescribe the medicines for 1 month and the next time when I'll come with the money and I'll go for the Shodhana. And then I said, hey, okay, because there is no other option, I'll say, yes, go ahead with that. Then after completion of 1 month of medication, when they come back, results had already started pouring in its favor. Then if I say them to that they need to go for a Shodhana, then said, so already medicines are giving results, and why you want to go for a Shodhana? That comes the question. So like that, many such practicality related issues are there. Because see, in Ayurveda also, there are clearly ethics are there, siddhantas are there. Then there is a vyavahara bhaga is there. Just like in any verdict of the court, if you observe, observation of the court is different. Executable part of the order is different. Similarly, in Ayurvedic practices also, this is a vocal plan, a vyavahara part of it, when certain readjustment, realignment has to be made. So in that pattern parameters, when it comes, so that 95% of the cases in my skin condition patients, usually they won't go for the Shodhana. They prefer to go for the Shamana Chikitsa. And of course, I explain them very clearly. There are four categories of diseases: Sukhasadhya, Kashtasadhya, Yapya, and Asadhya. So this is the nature of disease. Whatever may be the quality and strength of medicine you give, if the nature of disease is much stronger, they come in particular category. They behave in that fashion only. So when I explain these things, they come to know very clearly, yes, so my disease is a very long disease, and of course I'm already suffering from these conditions in 8 years, 10 years, 15 years. So they know it very clearly. So based on these information in this backdrop, when I suggest them this is the protocol we can adopt, most of them they prefer to go, many of them chikitsa.
Yes, sir. Agaram, sir, please.
That's really wonderful, sir. So it's all like how our patients know us and how we know them. So they know a particular approach. So we will be given an easy approach, like by this particular doctor, if the patients know. So easy to go, doctor. So this itself, like maintaining a particular protocol of treatment and going in a simple way and a cost-effective way, patient's compliance and all those things, that is what we do in our research studies. So this is also a part and parcel of the research. So very good research work put in by our Guraja sir in case to case, like maintaining many things in a uniform way and yet giving very good results. But what about the patients? Like there are some Google patients and people who have read a lot of Ayurveda. So they come and immediately in the first sitting itself, doctor, what kind of, after your prescription, doctor, wouldn't you prescribe us some Vamana or Virechana? We were expecting that therapy. Somebody else told us, one of my friend has taken Vamana and Virechana in so-and-so hospital with so-and-so doctor. It was giving very good results. So would you also recommend us, are these medicines enough? Or would you also recommend Vamana or Virechana for us? We wanted to experience that. That is why we had come to you, patient number one. And the patient number two, like they may also very much be particular. So with a particular set of knowledge, so they come very much prepared. Like this will be our treatment, and we need to do these things. So they also have expectations from the doctor. So if they come and I have seen many patients, they ask for particular treatments. Of course, the doctor is in the commanding chair. So this is my understanding of the disease. This is what I prescribe. So please take these things. You will be very good with these things. That is, but there are some people who have made up their mind before coming to the doctor. Number one. Number two is what regarding Shodhana. So it's about Guraja sir's like uniform protocol and the method of practice what you have done. But what will be your suggestion to the new Ayurveda practitioners who are coming into the practice? So like choosing the Shodhana as a weapon, would you advise them to keep it as a last resort or do the Shodhana and go up with the practice? Because many people who come out after the graduation or post-graduation have this passion of starting a Panchakarma center of their own or working in a Panchakarma center. So Panchakarma is seen as a big word here. So even youngsters have that dream. So what would you be your advice to them if you're addressing them, if not your patients, if you're addressing of course, your method of approach is also classical, sir, like classical as in Charaka, as in Sushruta and Vagbhata.
There is a connectivity issue. I could not hear.
Sir, question number one was if the patient comes with a demand of Panchakarma. So like I have seen so-and-so patient experience the Panchakarma, Vamana or Virechana. You have written this medicine, sir. Is it enough? Would you also advise Vamana or Virechana therapy to me? Question number two is, what would be your advice and the tips for a dermatological practice or a skin health practice for new students, new group of students whom you are addressing, not your patients? Like follow the easier method, so by giving medications and use Panchakarma if need be, if some student asks, or follow the classical approach as mentioned in Charaka, Sushruta, etc., give Shodhana and then come to the Shaman Aushadas and then to the Rasayanas in that particular order. Or would you tell customize your own way of practice? It comes with practice very gradually. So I have learned and by constantly, that is why we call it as practice. I have practiced it for a pretty long time to sum up. This is my summary of my practice. That is why I'm getting good results. You can sum up your own and make your own summary at the end of 10-15 years. You will be a very good doctor. So what will be your tips to the new set of students who graduate out? So who especially have very much of passion and interest in starting their Panchakarma center or Panchakarma unit?
So first of all, I would like to answer the first question. If a patient is educated well enough about Ayurveda procedures and he himself comes for the demand of Panchakarma, definitely I would accept that and I'll go for that. But I also had a lot of experiences of that type of things, but it is something like for Sukha Chikitsa. Directly patient comes to the clinic and asks for that, I want to take Panchakarma. Then I said, what's the reason? For what reason? Why do you want to Panchakarma? No, simple massage and these things. They feel that is it's a Panchakarma. then it takes time for me to explain them what is Panchakarma, what is Shodhana Prakriya, how it is indicated, how it is helpful in maintaining the health, what are the things which need to be maintained to maintain the health, in what season what Prakriya should be done, and otherwise if it is a disease condition, then how the Panchakarma has to be done. All these things when I explain to them, definitely they will go for it. But particularly those patients with Sukhachikitsa nature, when they come, usually for the purpose of so after the Panchakarma, just like any other surgery, the patient will get relief instantaneously and they will feel comfortable with the thing procedures, and they will say that yes, after the procedure I'm feeling okay, I'm fine. So when such things can be delivered by any procedure, I would like to suggest that you should go for such procedures. So this is my point number one. So any newcomer, if you want to start a Panchakarma therapy center for anything and skin conditions practice, see, first thing is you should also look at the point of patient as well as your pocket. Your pocket is also very much essential part of it. If that survives, then you will survive. So in order to keep those two things balancing, you need to go for Panchakarmas initially too. But the thing is, entirely depends on the way you explain the things very clearly to your clients or patients, and if they accepted and readily came for a Panchakarma or something like that, definitely you can go for it. Otherwise, when they are simply just because somebody has sent them, because they have come to you and they have taken treatment with you and they are fine now, they are come and they also want the same treatment. So in that typical mentality, usually patient comes, it is what I have experienced in my skin conditions patients. They simply say, come and say, sir, you are given to our neighbor. He is very fine, sir, now. Even I have same condition. That's why I too want medication. Simply, and you cannot convince them that, see, your neighbor's body nature condition is different from your condition. No, he is very clear. What my neighbor has suffered, the same thing even I too have. Okay, but he is cured from your treatment. I want my treatment in the same manner. It becomes many a times so problematic to convince them. And of course, all these things comes by practice. Then it is only clearly, this is to be done. If you do it like this, this is happened. Outcome of the treatment, what is the expected outcome of the treatment, definitely will accept those things. To once you establish and survive and to make yourself convincing, and of course you should also follow it. But when you explain these things to a patient and he is not ready to go for the Panchakarma, don't lose the patient. Go for the Shamana Chikitsa and continue with the medication so that you will get the success. Once it is, there is a success, then the people will usually start listening to you. These are also there. So there are two set of people. One, they'll convince it, sir, why I'm already getting a result, then why I want to go for Shodhana. That type of people are also there. There are people, doctor, you have said as per your thing very clearly, within 4 months the things will be settled down and already shown settled down. Then you say, tell me what are the things you ask per your guidelines only, we will further go ahead. So such type of Bishak Bhashya patients will also be there. So we cannot afford to lose the patient in such criteria, because each and every patient, when it comes and we treat them and becomes a document and experience, that is a very vital for the survival of the practice and as well as a getting a name and fame. So that is the reason, go for the adherence to the protocols. If it is not going to, then there should be plan B. Plan B is the one which is suits the condition. So that is what my final wordings to the young generation. They are planning to start the treatment protocols or Panchakarma centers or something like that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Two important lessons that I learned from Guruji, sir, from very early on. when he started clinic and we started observing how he's approaching the patients and all, was that patient compliance matters the most. And the patient result matters the most. So Shodhana or Shamana can be decided based on the patient's comfort and many other factors as explained. And another thing is that do not bow down to the patient for everything. Like do not agree with patient for everything. Like you had given that patient that medicine for the same, especially when the patients come with the referrals. Like somebody had arthritis and he was given, say, Shalaki Gugulu and Gandhatela capsule, for example. And the another patient comes, they will say, sir, you had given those two medicines, give it to me. That cannot be agreed upon. Each case is different. Then Gurus only had taught us that each case is different. The patient should not be in the driver's seat in terms of deciding the medicines. We as the Ayurveda Vaidyas, with so much of years of experience, should be the ones who decide the medicines. Of course, whether Shodhana or Shamana, in discussion with the patient, it can be decided. So last question maybe for today, sir. Guru, can Arogya Vardhini Vati be used for Deepana Pachana for 10 days or so before Shodhana?
Definitely, it can be used. It is good one. It can be used.
Okay, so that sums up the topic for today. It was good that with only one point of discussion in one disease, we went deep and came to know about all the varieties of treatment options that we have for vitiligo. I thank all the participants for coming up with interesting questions and making the session more useful. And on behalf of all of us, my words of gratitude to Guruji sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And my words of gratitude to Raghuram sir as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Namaste.
So thank you all. See you in the next session. Coming Wednesday. Namaste.